a little bit about a plant I know that can save the world. It grows long and tall and has flowers that can make your mind swirl. It's a funky plant with a fiber that is resistant to rain and mold. It's the strongest plant fiber known to man, the best rope you'll ever hold. Well, the pioneers covered up the wagon trains with a canvas made of hemp. And Washington and Jefferson grew it on their farms, said to make the most of it. The first stars and stripes were sewn on hemp, the first constitution too. This is around the world for food, fiber, oil, medicine, and fuel. And if we press the seeds, we won't have no need for any other oil. We can make paints and inks, or run our car, we'll go back next season, it'll fix the soil. The most nutritious seed we can put in our mouth with omega 6 and 3. We can feed the world with the tree of life and live sustainably. But if we cut down all the trees, we won't have nowhere to breathe. We'll grow fields of hemp instead. We can make our paper, build a house from it. It's the God's plant growing wild and free, living the way that we ought to be. Gonna leave my children a better world than my ancestors left me. Whoa.
Be made into oil or rope. Some people say you smoke it and you feel fantastic, but from hemp you can make an alternative to plastic. Made from plants, not petroleum, you see, so it won't still be around in 4003. It can biodegrade, which means there'll be less pollution. Just another reason for a hemp revolution.
Medicines on earth helps cancer and AIDS patients eat their food, helps those with depression overcome the blues, glaucoma, epilepsy, nausea, insomnia, stress, cirrhosis, psychosis, pain, PMS. All the studies have been done and all the doctors agree, but they can't make money off this plant, you see, because it's free. It grows from a seed, wild and free, like we ought to be. You know the future is grown in our own backyards. If we cut down all the trees, we won't have nowhere to be. We'll grow fields of hemp instead. We can make our paper, build a house from it. It's the God's plan, going wild and free, living the way that we ought to be. Gonna leave my children a better world than my ancestors left me. Whoa, whoa. La, 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 la.
In the mid-1930s, it was a billion-dollar crop. With the invention of it, a quarter kid they could produce it non-stop. But then a smear campaign with Mexicans to blame started making people thinking to make your brain go pop. Yeah, since then it's never stopped. It ain't like getting high for painting crack rock. Time to bring it back to nature, time to bring back some life. Let the farmers do their job, stop giving them strife. Renewable resources, life-giving forces. Panels for your cars and saddles for your horses. DuPont, Monsanto, making the wrong choices. Suicide genes, extinguishing our voices. Cutting down the trees, polluting the seven seas. Leaving the fate of the planet to the corporate entities. Corrupt politics, warfare, disease. Now it's time to make a change, it's time to plant seeds.
Hemp is so nutritious, eat the oil of seeds. It gives you all the protein you will ever need. You can make it in a sandwich with jelly or jam. Or make it in a soap or a lotion for your hands. You can make it into fuel, put it right in our cars. Then we won't need the oil and won't have to start wars. You can make it into paper, write as much as you please. Cause it grows like a weed and we won't have to cut trees. So put your faith in hemp, such a versatile plant. And don't let the government tell us we can't. Cause hemp can help us all in so many ways. And it doesn't mean that we will all be living in a daze. Versatility, sustainability, look at history. It ain't no mystery, hemp for victory.
If we cut down all the trees, we won't have nowhere to be. We'll go fields of hemp instead. We can make our paper, build a house from it. It's the God's plan, growing wild and free, living the way that we are. modern day and age, when we seem to lack spirituality. This one single plant can bring us back almost 10,000 years in history. To the Shiva, Piranhas, the Jesus, the Christ, to the Buddha, the pagans, the goddess, the light, to commune with all the animals, the one with all the trees, to realize the goddess is inside me. As the earth is the mother, we gotta take care of the earth, cause the earth is the mother that gives life birth. And we can heal all our relations with a single green plant, and we can start right now.
We got to legalize, we're gonna come alive. All the people who know what's up, gonna say what the heck we letting these suckers get away with it for. Come on and open the door. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's gonna take more than hitting to shut the suckers down. We're not fooling around, but they're keeping us divided, opposite sided. What do we Americans do? We keep buying it. Black and white, they're making us fight, and still in the same racist hatred justifies violence. Our nations gotta wake up to see the real enemy is the powers that be from the opposition seat. Wake up now to nature's creation. Sacred herb can unite the nations. Gotta legalize the herb of iration. All of this use is gonna